What do you think? Cool. Okay. Obviously, from the scrimmage right here, what sort of positives and negatives can you take out of the scrimmage?
Positives, offensive line this year seem to be doing a lot better job than they did last year. The senior leadership on the offensive line is pretty obvious with Copeland and a couple of other kids. But we have a situation with the running backs now that we almost have to go in the I formation. Mm-hmm. And we basically are a passing team.
Yeah.
And this year we've changed the I just a little bit to compensate the running backs that we have.
Okay, okay. And it looks like you kind of mixed up formations there a little bit. It looks like you spread things out a little bit, and then also, you know, with the sort of like your, you know, two-back backfield.
Once again, it goes with our personnel. Okay. But you have to do what you can do with your personnel, and our personnel dictates that we can run the football.
Okay.
So we are going to run the football a little bit more this year. As you can tell, we scored our touchdowns almost all on the ground, and our passing game wasn't up to par tonight. So, therefore, that's a good thing that we could run the football and score some touchdowns.
So that's something you need to work on.
Yes.
Any other negatives you can see that you can, between now and opening day, that needs to be improved for this Dixie team to be competitive?
Well, especially a negative I see is our defense give up the third point or the third down conversions. You know, once again, That's one thing that really hurt us last year, averaging 25 points a game and getting beat.
Yeah.
It was constantly having a third down conversion. It was constant with us. And tonight I see that that's a big negative.
Okay.
So that's one thing we have to improve on.
Okay. Looking at the team as a whole, your returning starters, who's going to be the, you know, your key players coming back from last year?
Well, we have to say Nick Worley, the quarterback, threw 24 touchdowns last year with 13 picks. But we got Eddie Bellman at wideout. He's back with about 25 catches. Now we've got Woody Earls, our running back, back. We have 8 starters back.
Okay.
And therefore, you know, it gives us an opportunity to, like you said earlier, mix up some things. And that's basically what we're going to try to do.
Okay.
With that, our offensive line with Mr. Copeland and Hayes brothers. We have both Ethan and Ryan Hayes. And we have a new center with the quarterback's brother is Aaron Worley, and he seemed to be doing a good job tonight for the first time.
That was the next question, the new faces. It sounds like you have your new center in there. Any other new kids you see making an impact here, you know, freshmen, sophomores?
One thing about Dixie is, and I know that a lot of people around here know this, that our numbers have been down for years.
Yeah.
This year we've got 42 kids.
Wow, that's really good for a school this size.
It is, and for us, that's a jump of almost 20 kids from last year. And at the end of the season last year, we had 20 kids. So basically what we're doing is we're making a major improvement with our practice. It makes everything better. It makes competition better. Therefore, it makes us a lot better.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see the program going the right direction here. Who do you think, looking over the season as a whole, who do you think is going to be competing for the league championship at the end of the year? What other teams do you need to look for in your division, the Buckeye division?
In the Buckeye division, you know, you have to really think right off the top of the new offensive coordinator from Monroe, coming from Cincinnati, Cole Rain.
Yes.
You know, you have to give that credit. You know, that's going to be a triple option team. I guess you have to see what kind of speed numbers they've got.
Yeah.
So I would say that Monroe would be up top, and then again, once again, Waynesville. I know they've got 16, 18 starters back.
Oh,
they have a running back, Seth Miller, who is bound to set some records this year with his speed and his agility. The kid's just good. I mean, I'm looking for him to get maybe a 300-yard game.
Wow.
I see that the kid's that good. So,
okay.
With that said, I would think that hopefully for the Dixie Greyhounds, we hope to be up in the mix as far as being more competitive.
Yeah.
And my goal since having this job in my second year as head coach is to make Dixie more competitive. And I think with the help of our coaches, I have a good coaching staff, we're getting that and completing that task.
Okay, great. Fantastic, Coach. Good luck in the opening game there.
Thank you.